Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When a worker takes a dangerous job, they expect to be financially compensated for the danger they face while working. But Joni Hirsch, professor of law and economics at Vanderbilt University, explains how workers are also compensated for dangers that aren't openly discussed.
Sexual harassment is illegal under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as discrimination on the basis of sex. Yet, both male and female workers report being sexually harassed on the job. In my research, I examine whether risk of sexual harassment affects workers' pay. Almost everyone despises being sexually harassed. This means workers may get a pay premium to compensate for this negative working condition. But sexual harassment may also cause lower productivity by increasing absenteeism and wasting work time, which would instead lower pay. Using data on individual harassment charges filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, I calculate gender-specific estimates of the risk of sexual harassment by industry and age group and match these risks to data on individual workers. Women are 6 times more likely than men to experience sexual harassment on the job, and the risk for women is higher in male-dominated industries. Mining has the highest risk for women, followed by construction. The lowest risk industries for women are education and health services. To see how sexual harassment affects pay, I estimate wage equations controlling for the risk of sexual harassment, as well as extensive individual characteristics such as education, race, experience, occupation, and percent female in the workers' industry. I find that both male and female workers receive higher pay for exposure to sexual harassment risk. On average, women are paid about 25 cents per hour more, and men are paid about 50 cents per hour more, relative to comparable workers with no risk. The wages of those who have personally been sexually harassed are not affected. Ultimately, this means that workers at risk for sexual harassment are receiving hazard pay, similar to the pay premium that workers receive for risk of injury or death on the job.
That was Vanderbilt University's Joni Hirsch. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.